USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The new COVID variant Omicron has been identified in the United States. A person in California who traveled to South Africa recently has tested positive. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We knew that it was just a matter of time before the first case of Omicron would be detected in the United States.
He said that person is fully vaccinated and is now experiencing some mild symptoms.
My colleagues on the medical team and others have been saying we know what we need to do to protect people.
The White House says Americans not yet vaccinated should do so, and those people who are eligible for a booster shouldn't wait. The Biden administration is expected to extend mask requirements on public transit, including planes, trains, and buses, through mid-March due to the new variant. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A 15-year-old faces multiple charges in a shooting at a Michigan high school where four people were killed and seven were injured. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald says Ethan Crumley is charged as an adult with four counts of murder, one count of terrorism causing death, seven counts of attempted murder, and 12 counts of possession of a firearm in the commission of a felony.
Charging this person as an adult is necessary to achieve justice and protect the public.
McDonald says her office is still investigating the shooting and is now considering charges against the teen's parents. Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams announced that she will launch a campaign for governor in 2022. Abrams became a prominent voting rights advocate following her loss to Republican Governor Brian Kemp in the 2018 election. After she lost to Kemp, she declined to give a formal concession after she accused Kemp and state Republicans of suppressing the vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Kamala Harris announced a new framework for space policy aimed at addressing growing threats in space posed by other nations, space debris, and also climate change. Harris outlined the framework before the U.S. National Space Council, which she chairs in Washington, D.C., during her first meeting with the council. She took aim at Russia in clear terms during her address. The new space policy framework comes on the heels of a Russian anti-satellite test on November 15th, which destroyed one of Russia's own satellites and created a cloud of space debris that continues to threaten astronauts and cosmonauts on the International Space Station. Harris said the Russian test was an irresponsible act which endangered the satellites of other nations as well as astronauts at the space station. She said the new space policy must demand responsibility from all spacefaring nations. Harris also focused remarks on science and technology education and on NASA's efforts to track and combat climate change. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said during the meeting that the Department of Transportation, through the FAA, will address space safety and orbital debris through new regulations. The new U.S. Space Priorities Framework, announced by Harris, says the U.S. will demonstrate how space activities can be conducted in a responsible, peaceful, and sustainable manner. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.